Wonderful to welcome you all during this 20th convention, international convention. And I would like to ask you to please remain quiet at this point to create place and a time for praising our Heavenly Father. Let's open our convention with a prayer and with a hymn, and Brother Hubert is asked to lead us in singing. Dear brethren, let's sing from the International Hymn Book, hymn number 57, in English 237. At this moment, we will ask a blessing. We will pray to our Heavenly Father, and we will ask Brother Peter to lead us in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before thy throne of grace, and we ask a blessing on this moment, on this convention, as we will be studying and listening to the words. We ask a blessing on this whole convention, when we will be listening to the discourses. We pray that we may bring honor and glory to you, and that whatever is said, it will be to your honor and glory. We ask for a blessing in our everyday lives. Please be with the brethren who are having difficult experiences, as well as with all of us. Please bless us. Please guide us in all of our pathways. We would like to thank you for our Lord Jesus Savior and his sacrifice on our behalf, that he redeemed us from sin. And in his name, we send you praises. Amen. Dear brethren, even though we are starting late in the afternoon already, but we will remind ourselves a text manna that is for today, which is for August 15th. And I will ask Brother Thomas Organic to come up here and to read the manna for us. Peace be unto you, brethren. August 15th. Now we exhort you, brethren, be patient toward all. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. This seems to imply that the better balanced amongst the Lord's people should look with sympathy upon and exercise patient forbearance not only toward the weak and those who lack courage, but toward all, including those who have too much courage and self-punishment. Growth in knowledge helps us to grow in this grace of patience. For as we appreciate more and more the Heavenly Father's patience with us, it helps us to apply the same principle toward others. The thought that our Heavenly Father has favored and called anyone should make us extremely careful how we would cooperate with the Lord in respect to the call, and to be as helpful as possible to all those who are seeking to walk with us in the footsteps of our Lord in the narrow way. Now we exhort you, brethren, be patient toward all. Thank you very much. It's a very interesting scripture and a good commentary, which tells us that if the Lord is patient with us, and as a man looks at his own doings, how much patience does God have with us? Let us learn from our Lord that there are many brethren among us, and that if the Lord called them all, if some are more free and others are fast, others are maybe self-confident, everyone needs to have the respect that, dear brethren, I think we are all very happy that the Lord gave us this opportunity again to meet after 4 years at the International Convention. 2 years ago, there was no International Convention because of the pandemic, which shook up the whole earth. This year, it seemed again that the war which developed in the East will also maybe prevent us from having the convention and having brethren attend and come to us. But the Lord blessed these efforts, and we are very happy and joyful that our Heavenly Creator at this difficult time, special time, where we see that the kingdom is coming and fastly approaching, where we see what is happening in the world, this typical Samson, which 30 years ago was blinded and his hair was cut off, now in the East, he woke up, his hair is growing back, he wants to destroy this world. He grabbed the two columns, financial, all the energy supplies, and all the world's order, and he is shaking up those pillars. But we know that the Lord is above all of it, and our Lord Jesus Christ, who is among us for the second time. They are watching, and they are allowing only what is in their plan. So, dear brethren, we feel that this time, special time, when we came from all different countries to honor and praise God, that we will be doing this with thanks to our Heavenly Father and with thanks to brethren from different countries, American Committee, Polish Committee, Romanian, Ukrainian, and of course Polish as well. all the different committees. Also, there will be a scripture that is going to be coming throughout. It's the theme text. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with the patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. When we see so much evidence from men of the Old Testament who were faithful during all kinds of difficult experiences all the way until the end, when we see the men of the New Testament, apostles, Christians who were faithful unto death, and when we see the greatest example, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was faithful in everything, who was holy, who was perfect, and who was sinless. An apostle says, look at those witnesses. Whatever you see happening in this world, you have the witnesses in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and the greatest example in our Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear brethren, at this time, where there are many things happening in the world, let us run faithfully, because who will receive the reward? Only the best. And that is an unusual thing. We are truly speaking rivals of each other, because only the most faithful ones will be rewarded. But this is not rivalry like in the world, that when someone falls, then the other person rejoices. Here, when a brother or sister falls, we're supposed to stop, we'll have to turn around and help him. Because if we don't do that, we will be ourselves disqualified. Completely different way of dealing and reaching the kingdom of God. And the last thing, it's a request. Maybe we have the program. It says exactly what time each meeting is starting and ending. And I would like to remind you all that this is not a symbolic time, that we should not be interpreting as we like it, but please stay with the program, but come on time, because this shows the respect to others and our faithfulness. So now we need a 5-minute break, so Brother Tim could prepare his choir, which will sing to our Heavenly Father's praise. So in 5 minutes, we just need to prepare a little bit, and then we will begin. And then I ask the brethren who play to come, to play the instruments.
Yeah. Oh, Thank you. To będzie nasza ostatnia pieśń. Będziemy śpiewać modlitwę Pańską. Chcielibyśmy poprosić, aby braterstwo powstało. Byśmy śpiewali na stojąco.
I bratu Timowi i wszystkim braterstwu, którzy śpiewali na chwałę Panu Bogu. I w ten sposób braterstwo oddali cześć Ojcu Niebieskiemu i przygotowali nas do następnej części, czyli do wykładu powitalnego, w którym usłuży nam brat Daniel Woźniak. I braterstwu z chóru. Dziękuję bardzo. Proszę o przejście.